Sachadoksim Paragimel Mishnah Hey Akoish Ba'achemet Rashi B'samit. Koish is a type of spice that's used in the Keturah that is bought in the Beit HaMikdash. Chemet is also a type of spice, some say it's cinnamon. And Rashi B'samit means principal type of spices, meaning spices that are frequently used. These spices are put in something you're cooking to give it a nice smell. Atiyah Ba'achiltit, these are different types of sharp spices. Ba'apilpul and pepper, chal, chari, and safflower. Nukachim B'kesef Maisim. Ve'ena mitam in Tumas Ochel and Dibri Rabbi Akiva. All these spices can be bought with money of Maizer Sheni. Somebody who has money of Maizer Sheni in Yerushalayim, he has to use that money to buy food and eat that food in Yerushalayim. And these spices can be bought with money of Maizer Sheni. It's considered food in regard to Maizer Sheni. But if these spices are not Makabal Tumas Ochel, they are not Makabal Tumas, they are not considered Ochel, they are not considered food. And they are used not to be eaten by itself, but to spice up other foods, or to give a nice smell to other foods, or to make other foods look good. So therefore, since it's not a food in and itself, it's not eaten by itself, so therefore, in regards to Tumas Ochlin, it's not considered Ochlin, it's not Mekabal Tuma, according to Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan Nur, and Nukachim Bekesef Maisim, Ibnei Ma'enam Mitam in Tumas Ochlin, Bimeinam Mitam in Tumas Ochlin, Apem lo Yokuchu, Bekesef Maisim. Rabbi Yochanan Nur said to Rabbi Akiva, I don't understand how you're differentiating between Tumas Ochlin and Kesef Maisim Shem. If you're saying that these spices can be bought with money of Maisim Shem, so too, they should be Mitami Tumas Ochlin. As if they're food in regards to Maisim Shem, it should be considered food in regards to Tumas Ochlin as well. But now that you're saying that they're not Mitami Tumas Ochlin, as Rabbi Akiva said, they're not Mitami Tumas Ochlin since they're not eaten by itself, instead they're used to spice up other foods, so they shouldn't be bought with money of Maisim Shem either. And there's no difference between money of Maisim Shem and Tumas Ochlin. Just like Tumas Ochlin is only applicable to things that are eaten by themselves, not to things that spice up other foods, so too, Kesef Maisim Shem can only be used to buy food that are eaten by themselves, not used to spice up other things. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yechim and Nuri, just like these spices are not Mitami Tumas Ochlin, so too, they cannot be bought with money of Maisim Shem.
Sarah Wilson, Paragimel, Mishnah Vav, Apakim Ve'Habayzer, unripe figs and grapes. Rabbi Akiva Mitami Tumas Ochlin, Rabbi Akiva holds, even though they're not yet ripe, they are edible. They're considered Ochlin and they're Makabel Tumas just like other foods. Rabbi Yechim and Nuri, I'm Yemishiavo, Loinaz HaMaisim. Rabbi Yechim and Nuri said, the unripe figs and grapes are not Makabal Tumas Ochlin. They're not Makabal Tumas Ochlin until they have reached the maturity in which there would be a chiyuv to take off Maisa from them before eating them. As figs, as soon as they begin to ripen, there would be a chiyuv to take off Maisa from them, while grapes would have to be further along in the ripening process before there would be a chiyuv to take off Maisa from them. And until that point, they would not be considered food and would not be Matami Tumas Ochlin. Grapes and olive and grapes that have hardened to the point where they cannot be crushed by the press. Beishamay mitamen ubeisoh matam. Beishamay hold that they're mitami tumas ochlin, even though they're very hard, they're still considered food, and would be makabel tumah. While according to beisoh, since they're so hard, they're not considered food, and therefore they are tar. They're not makabel tumas ochlin. Haketzach is a black type of seed that they used to put in bread. Beishamay mitarin ubeisoh matamen. Bechein lemaizer. Beishamay is mitar kasa. Beishamay does not consider them food, as they're not eaten by themselves; they're just put into bread. While according to beisoh, since they are put into bread, they are considered food, even though they're not eaten by themselves, but they're eaten together with the bread. So therefore, they're makabel tumas ochlin according to Beis Hillel. And the same machlokas Beishamay Beis Hillel would be as far as the chiyuv of maizus is concerned. As according to Beishamay, it's not considered food, therefore there's no chiyuv to take off maizus from them, while according to Beis Hillel, since it's put in the bread and eaten with the bread, it is considered food, and therefore there would be a chiyuv to take off maizus from this black seed.